Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio. 630 CHED.
Let's get after it from the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack, The Chain from Fleetwood Mac. Happy birthday, Hudson. This is Oilers Now. Bob Stauffer with you. It is May 17th. Double GM Tuesday for you. Jam-packed edition of Oilers Now, brought to you by our title sponsor, Digitex. Buy or lease your next office network printer from the Digitex.ca e-commerce store. Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office IT and supplies. Coming up at 12:15, Edmonton Oilers general manager Ken Holland. Coming up at 1:35 today, Calgary Flames general manager Brad Treliving. From 12:30 until 1:30 today, courtesy of the Horses and Horse Racing Alberta, Mark Specter. Jam-packed edition of the show. Tell you that you can reach us on the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline, 780-496-0063. The River Cree 100% restriction-free daily food special, spectacular live music each weekend. For more information, head to therivercreeresort.com. Excitement, bet on it. And you can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Get the new floors you've always wanted at 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, or head to ashleyfinefloors.com for more information. We're on Twitter, show Twitter account, at Oilers Now. You know, this show Twitter account has more followers than some of the prominent sports personalities in this province. You can reach me at Bob_Stauffer. Brendan Escott does a wonderful job co-producing the show. At Brendan with two E's, Escott with two T's. I got him doing so many jobs over at the Chorus Building, 630 CHED. Unbelievable, multi-dimensional talents. Part of our home game broadcast. He's going to be involved with the Edmonton Elks this year, doing pre and post stuff as well. And, he's a big part of things for us. Today's top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling. Whether it's heating or cooling, you need to get it with no payments, no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy. Legacy Heating and Cooling. It's the day before the start of the Battle of Alberta. First one since 1991. End result here. Time will tell, but we'll tell you that today the Edmonton Oilers had another practice. Leon Draisaitl, we're not going to see a lot of him in practice after the Mikey Anderson greasy play that knocked Leon out of the little bit of the end of the first period of game number six. Draisaitl willed his way the rest of the way, appeared to have rolled an ankle in that sequence. He was already playing injured and frankly dealing with an illness, but he was not on the ice, nor was Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, nor was Evander Kane, amongst others. So there you go. That's your update for you. Calgary will get a bit of an update as the show goes on. Again, Ken Holland will join us today in about 5 minutes' time, but at this moment, we go into the Oilers Now Audio Vault for direct workwear, specialized to work with your business, outfit your crew from head to toe in Edmonton and Fort McMurray. Yesterday, the great one, Wayne Gretzky. Now an analyst for TNT, spent several years as the vice chair of the Edmonton Oilers organization. Could treat you some, teach you some great life lessons in terms of how to treat people, because he treated everybody the same way. But he had some interesting thoughts on what will separate the teams in the Battle of Alberta.
The difference in this series will be the fact that the Edmonton Oilers defense are going to get pressured a lot more than they were against LA, and vice versa. The Calgary defense is going to see a lot more speed and a lot more aggressive forecheck than that of the Dallas Stars. So, you know what? We really haven't talked about Jay Woodcroft, but he's done such a wonderful job there since he took over. We said it the first week on TV that, you know, it just seems to be more of a team now. And you know, again, the acquisition of Kulak and Evander Kane has been nothing but a positive for that hockey team. So this is going to be a seven-game series. It'll truly be the Battle of Alberta. And I think the fans there, they waited a long time patiently for this this kind of a series. So it should be really exciting and should be a lot of fun.
Calgary's going to be a tough out. They're going to be favored by most people out there. NHL executives would look at the two rosters and say the Flames are better. They will. That's just the reality of the situation. I mean, Jake Oettinger was wonderful in goal for Dallas. The Flames probably should have scored 10 more goals than they did in that series. Their top line, 340 goal scorers this year between Johnny Goodrow, Elias Lindholm, and Matthew Tkachuk. That line, when they were on the ice, the Flames shot the puck at 13%. That is abnormally high. There tends to be a little bit of a market correction with that sort of stuff. Just like in the case of Connor McDavid this year, just to put his greatness in perspective, the Oilers 5-on-5 only shot the puck at about 8.5% when McDavid was on the ice. They were at about 11% the two previous years when McDavid was on the ice 5-on-5. Figure out what I'm saying. McDavid elevated Game 5, Game 6, Game 7, took the Oilers, went supersonic, gin and tonic, and played at a level that's been, frankly, unmatched. We are witnessing right now, the most advanced, explosive, dominant player we have seen. We're not talking a generation. You old schoolers might say, well, Bobby Orr this. Fair enough. Bobby was spectacular and did it as a defenseman. We watched the great one, Wayne Gretzky, but he didn't do it with physical explosiveness. He went to where the puck was going to be. I'll always say this, I think Wayne's underrated as an athlete. There's that famous video of him having that sprinting contest against Sugar Ray Leonard, Pele, Bjorn Borg, and absolutely blowing the doors off those guys. Wayne didn't get beat to a lot of loose pucks, but Connor, I mean, man, oh man, he's special. And the thing that's really evolved here over the last couple of years, leadership. Here's Jay Woodcroft on McDavid.
Both of those players are high-end skill players. But for Game 7, you know, I thought, you know, Connor displayed his will to win. Everyone goes to some of the highlights offensively, but I saw a player really committed to the defensive side of things. Somebody who's prepared to pay a price physically and to do little things that don't necessarily show up on the final game sheet, but they're key to win. And in order to win at this time of year, I think you need those efforts. As I said, the league is narrowed. It's not a first effort league right now. It's a second and third effort league. And the most important thing is the find a way league. Right now, you got to find a way to continue to improve. You got to find a way to solve issues that other teams present you. And we're lucky because our leader led the way.
There you go. That is Jay Woodcroft on Connor McDavid. It is 12:14 in Edmonton. That's our Oilers Now audio vault for direct workwear. Coming up a little bit later on in the show, NHL Today for our friends at Elite Promotional Marketing, your local branded merchandising specialist. Head to ElitePromoMarketing.com. Drew Schammelhorn and his staff, they'll take care of. Drew knows hockey. He knows the game. You stone a junior team, he's all in. He gets it.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We'll tell you this when we come back. Edmonton Oilers general manager Ken Holland will join us on Oilers Now. Welcome back, everybody. Bob Stauffer with you on Oilers Now, along with Brendan Escott. And we're going to head off to the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline and be joined by our Oilers Now headliner for Wilhauk Beef Jerky. It just might be the best you've ever tasted. Search for Wilhauk, W-I-L-H-A-U-K today. We welcome back to the show Edmonton Oilers general manager Ken Holland. Ken, how are you doing?
Good, Bob. Nice to be with you.
Yes, thank you for making time for us on short notice. Let's get to it. What does it mean to you to see your team advance out of the first round and get a playoff series win?
Well, it feels great. I mean, there's only 8 teams left in the National Hockey League. Obviously, 32 started out in September, and to be one of 8 teams standing feels pretty good. Obviously, we're excited about the Battle of Alberta. I think the whole province is excited, and so we're anxious to get going tomorrow night. But shapes up as a tremendous series, and like I said, can't wait to get going.
Mike Smith, .938 save percentage in the playoffs after going .947 in his final 12 starts in the regular season. You said all along you wanted to see what your team looked like when your 2 goaltenders were healthy. Do you think you've been vindicated a little?
You know, I don't worry about that. You know, I think I make decisions based upon all the information, and then you believe that most of the time you're going to be right. Some of the time you're not going to be right. This is a hard league to be perfect. Actually, nobody's perfect if you really get at it. So, Smitty had an unreal year for us last year when he was .923, I think, in the season. I thought he played great for us in the playoffs. Unfortunately, he got hurt. Missed most of the first half of the year, and I think as the year wore on, we really evolved and we grew as a team. So, Smitty's a big goaltending is always a big part of your team, but I also think that our team has played really good defense, and I thought especially in Game 6 and Game 7, we really buttoned down the hatches and we played really good solid defense, and behind those guys, we got great goaltending, timely saves from Smitty. So I think our team feels really good about itself heading into tomorrow night.
Wayne Gretzky was on yesterday, Ken, and talked about Ken Holland's acquisitions of Evander Kane and Brett Kulak. And I'll be honest, the Kulak, the acquisition price, the second rounder, that had me a little bit nervous. I'd watched a fair amount of the Canadians. I'm surprised what Kulak's given you to the point where I'm like, geez, he might look pretty good here beyond this year. I know we're not anywhere near that conversation, but you can't have. Can you have asked for it to have gone any better to this point with both those guys, with Brett Kulak and Evander Kane, maybe changing the complexion and the depth of your team a bit, Ken?
Yeah, I mean, when we were at the deadline, I mean, obviously, I think I said, I mean, we were looking ideally for a left-shot defenseman, and Kulak was one of those guys on the market, and if you look, you go to the deadline, if you're not prepared to pay the price, you're probably not in the game, and I felt, in talking to, our pro scouts, Brett Kulak could really skate, and I think it's the mobility on the back end. He's really helped Montreal last year. I don't think he played every playoff game, but he played at least half or more of those playoff games. So the experience last year. He's mobile. He can move the puck. Added bonus. He's local. He's an Edmonton boy. So certainly it felt that if we got him here and he played well, hopefully there's an opportunity to keep here. But yeah, I think he's certainly Brett's played very, very well. And Evander Kane obviously was looking for an opportunity when things didn't work out in San Jose. And obviously he's a winger, having Connor and Leon here. It's two elite center icemen, the best player in the game down the middle. Certainly were really helped us land Evander. And I think that Evander started out, took him some time I think to get going. He hadn't played a lot of hockey this year, and once we got about 3-4 weeks in, he got up and running. Certainly he's been a big piece of our team too. So you know, again, we're thrilled to be in the second round. And you know, I think that's been, you know, when you get into the second, when you make the playoffs, we were what, 6 or 7 points out. Jay Woodcroft took over, and you know, our guys really dug in. We started to get healthy, and we started to, you know, got Smitty back, and Evander Kane got up and running, and great job by Smitty, and the players have really responded to Jay Woodcroft, and we've been able to go on a run, play our way into the playoffs. And I loved about our team in games 6 and 7 was they dug in, and five of the series have gone to 7 games. The league is really, really tight, and I'm really proud of our guys that they really dug in deep in game 6 in LA and in a game 7. So we've gone through a lot of adversity over the year, Bob, and looking forward again to starting tomorrow night with a fabulous series.
I know you're focused on Edmonton, but historically speaking, has it been your experience, and experience does matter, that it is better for teams to go through some adversity instead of just coasting your way through a year? There's the old saying, Ken, whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Well, and I've been around the league a long time. I'm a big believer, whether it's in player development for young players, the adversity of... You got to go to the American League, or you don't. You got to dig in, and I think that our team, that's what the 2-11-2 in late December and January really was about, was digging in. And I think that the game against Calgary was Koski was first star, and I think he stopped what 46 out of 49 shots, and we won that game, and it was a massive win. We started to put something together. So I think that there was, you don't know when you're going through it, but I think that we grew a lot. And I think, again, game 6 in LA, those are times when your team grows. And I think most teams that go on long playoff runs, and you know, not only for this year, but to build, grow your team, those challenging moments when you're able to overcome are really important in the development of a player, and important in the development of a team. So we've faced lots of adversity throughout this year, and I think we've learned a lot. So hopefully it helps us big time here going forward.
All right, some housekeeping things. The last 2 days, Leon Draisaitl, no support, surprise, given, you know, the lower body issue he suffered against LA. He hasn't been on the ice the last couple days, and we haven't seen Nugent Hopkins or Evander Kane. Are these maintenance situations, or do you care to share with us? Is there something else going on with Kane right now? What can you tell us?
No, they'll all be in the lineup tomorrow night. We're just doing maintenance, just doing everything we got to do to get ourselves ready for tomorrow night. But expecting them to all be in the lineup tomorrow night.
Bakersfield Condors wrapped up their season. They ended up dropping 3 straight close games against Calgary's farm team Stockton, who were from the start of the year on the best team in the Pacific Division. You've not officially recalled some players. I think the natural assumption, Ken, would be certainly Skinner, Broberg, Niemelainen, and Holloway would be coming up. Are you going to give those players?
No, we've got about 9 or 10 coming up. Stu Skinner's coming up, and then on the back end, Broberg, Niemelainen, Samarukov. Actually, he's just about healthy and cleared to play. So we were really concerned about his injury, but Sammy's made a nice recovery, so he's close. So, and then up front, obviously Holloway, Malone, Griffith, Hamblin, Benson. I think there's one or two others, but in some cases their depth, you know, they're going to be here to be ready. That if we need them, and in some cases, I don't know that the players will play, but they're here for the experience to see what the NHL playoffs are all about, and they're players that we have got hopes for in the future. So they'll all be started. Some of them are driving from Bakersfield. Some are flying into Calgary today and will be there joining on the ice tomorrow morning. So over the course of the next day or two, they'll slowly join us.
Ken, one final one for you. The Flames are a big, tough, physical hockey club, and you guys in the Flames split 2 games this year, and power play was critical to the success of the Oilers. Now, I think you got a better 5-on-5 team than you've had with some of the additions that were made. I mean, obviously, Hyman and Kane are game changers for you up front. Does any gamesmanship occur? With at what point do you start having that conversation? You know, like if you're down there in Calgary and you only get one power player, are you talking to the guy that oversees the series on behalf of the officials, or is that part of the Cadbury secret that you're not going to share with me?
Well, there's always a supervisor, Bob, and they meet with both teams. You know, tomorrow they'll meet with both teams before, and then they meet with every morning of each game. They meet with both coaches, and sometimes the managers. Sometimes we sit in. But once the game starts and the puck drops, the refs have got to do what they got to do, and both teams are going to do what they've got to do. And you never know. I mean, I've been at it a long time. You never know. I mean, I think you got to be ready for everything. It's going to be passionate. It's going to be intense. I think it has the potential to be physical, but you want to be composed. You want to make sure you don't go sit in the penalty box and give somebody four or five opportunities. And I think it's going to be fabulous. I think it's going to be great hockey. They finished, 8, 9, 10 points ahead of us. There's high octane offense on our team. There's high octane offense on their team. So, but you never know. You watch the Dallas Calgary series, and it was a real tight series. Certainly, the Dallas goalie was a big part of that story. But you never know series to series what's going to go on. That's why people tune in, and we're excited to get going, and we like our chances. We feel good about our team, and I'm sure they feel the same. So it's got the makings of a memorable series.
Ken, we appreciate your time. We'll see you down there tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Bob.
You bet. That is Ken Holland. He is the general manager of the Edmonton Oilers. He is our Oilers Now headliner for Wilhauk Beef Jerky. Brad Treliving comes up today, the GM of the Calgary Flames, at 1:35. Mark Spector from 12:30 until 1:30 today for the horses and horse racing Alberta. Off to a Global News weather traffic update with Eileen Bell.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon. On Oilers Radio, 630 Chad.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.